Chapter 1. Childhood. "It will be a boy this time," said Johnny Althorp, and squeezed his wife's hand reassuringly. She wanted to smile at him, but labor pains came again, and she could do nothing but breathe heavily. She was looking forward to the birth of her child, especially after her third child and first son, John, died 10 hours after he was born. Everybody was expecting the future heir of the family title, Earl of Spencer. It was a very respected title. Spencers are one of the oldest aristocratic families in Britain, related to the House of Stuart. Little Sarah and Jane could not wait to see their little brother, and they refused to go to sleep. Then they heard the scream of the baby. "It's a girl again," they were told. It was the 1st of July, 1961, the day when Diana was born. The family lived in a big 10-bedroom house in Sandringham. Nearby was the Sandringham house, which belongs to the royal family, and Diana often played with Prince Andrew and Prince Edward. When Diana was 3, her long-awaited brother was born, and he was named after the British heir to the throne, Charles. All 4 children were happy in the countryside, and so was their father. But their mother, Frances, preferred the city life. Arguments between the parents were more and more frequent. Little Diana was worried by this. She thought that perhaps it was her fault father and mother shouted at each other. When Diana was 7 years old, her mother moved to London to live with her lover, Peter Sean Kidd. Johnny won the custody of all 4 children. This was a big change in Diana's life. She tried to comfort little Charles, who missed his mother very much. The care for the others helped Diana chase the feeling of loneliness away. 2 years later, another disaster came. Diana was sent to a boarding school in Norfolk. She was not interested in studying very much. She would rather stay in her room, and she read romantic novels by Barbara Cartland. She did not know that a member of the Cartland family was going to influence her life a few years later. At school, she often resolved arguments of her classmates and tried to comfort her unhappy friends in the same way as she comforted her brother at home. She also found out that when she was upset, sport helped her. She took up swimming, tennis, and she dreamt of becoming a ballet dancer, but she was too tall for that. Because her father wanted to get the idea of becoming a ballerina out of Diana's head, he sent her to another school, the West Heath Girls' School. Diana stayed there for 5 years, but she did not manage to pass her exams, and she finished her studies at the age of 16. The family did not worry about it. Diana was pretty and came from a respected dynasty. The only goal was to find an appropriate husband. It sounded like a typical fairy tale, but the happy ending was nowhere in sight. When Diana's grandfather died and her father became Earl of Spencer, he married Barbara Cartland's daughter. The stepmother, Rain, had her husband under the control and never forgot to mention that Diana was so stupid she could not even finish her studies.